you isn't confused. The source within you knows your value and knows you can start right now and knows that it's enough to be where you are and know what you want. In other words, this is not a difficult thing. You're standing in a place and what you want is over there, and it just doesn't make any sense of the world to go in any direction other than over there. And you can tell by the way you feel whether you're going that way or that way. You can tell if it's a leaning in the direction of who you are and a closing the vibrational gap, or if it's a widening of the gap. You can tell.
Well, without getting too much detail, since I've been having this marriage crisis for like, I guess probably 7 or 8 months. And when it started, actually, is when I planned this trip. And I've been going on a lot of spiritual trips and Course in Miracles things and all different, you know. And my therapist, I thought, oh, I'm doing the right thing to take care of myself. Kind of brought it to my attention that some of that may be escaping what I don't want to feel about this. And well, so I'm afraid I'm tricking myself, and I'm going to suffer for it later because I never let myself go through the grieving process. Or,
well, let us know how it works out.
Okay. Okay. The other part of it, which is probably so you're not going to give me that definite answer either. Okay.
We've given you the answer. Get okay. in the vortex.
Okay.
And the grieving so is in the opposite need... direction. And okay. you can't get there from there. We don't
I
know
like
how
to
make
that.
It clear.
I don't want to do that.
And so but, as yeah. we tell you to get in the vortex and you say, I'm confused. I'm not sure if I should okay. be in the vortex or not. And we say, no, you have the right to be in the vortex. It is right that you feel good. And it's right that you feel whole. But you see, here's the thing that we can see where some of the confusion is coming and what some might be reflecting back to you. It feels to you like taking the action of going on a trip is escaping from what's bothering you. And we're not trying to get you to take any action which might upset your partner or might spend more money than you have or might... We want you to take a mental journey. In other words, we want you to get in the vortex, which simply means we want you to think more of the thoughts that are in alignment with who you really are and what you really want.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I didn't do it to spend more money or teach him a lesson or anything. I did it to help myself heal, I think, because it's stuff I'm interested in that he would have never let me do.
Let's start in a more basic place. So before you came into this physical body, mm-hmm. you were source energy only. And as that source energy, you knew your value. You loved whatever you looked at because from that vantage point, your discipline of focus is at such a degree that you never allow yourself to see beyond what is adding value. When Jesus or any healer saw someone with illness, he did not allow himself to focus upon their illness, even though it was real and anybody else seeing them would see it. Instead, he went inside the vortex, so to speak, and knew their wellness. He was able, because they were living the contrast of the sickness, and the sicker they were, the more they asked for wellness. So the sicker they were, the stronger their wellness vibration was in this vortex. And he insisted of himself to see only what was in the vortex of well-being. He focused there and trained himself there, so much so that when he gazed upon them, the vibration of sickness was insignificant in relationship to the vibration of wellness. And when their desire for wellness was strong and their resistance was slight, he said, "It's your belief that has made you whole." Wellness became their immediate experience. So, as you are source energy, the predominant part of you was and still is, and now here you are in your physical body, and you're having exposure to experiences, and maybe something has you out of balance. It's fine. It's part of the process. Now, what we're saying to you is everything that you're looking for is over here being tended to vibrationally by that larger part of you. And if you will hear us when we say 100% of your therapeutic efforts would be so well spent in just trying to get over there where all the good stuff is. So then you just got to ask yourself the question. So what is the good stuff that I'm reaching for? Well, I want clarity and I want to feel good and I want to feel balanced and I want to thrive and I want my body to feel good and I want my relationships to go well. And you could go into detail, because every time something goes wrong with any of that, you ask for what it is you are wanting. And the source part of you knows that and holds